Blog Talk Radio.
Cover me, Lord, not just me, but cover every listening ear on this broadcast, those that are listening now, those that would listen at a later date, and yes, Lord, cover this broadcast under the blood. For this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, knowing that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle. Amen. Hallelujah. 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 Ain't nobody mad but the devil today. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Y'all know what time it is. You know, we start this broadcast off with prayer. So I'm trusting and I'm believing that you already got your prayer list. You got in your set place. You prepare your heart, your mind. And for those of you that on here that is ready to touch and agree with us, if you don't have a prayer list, for you know we are our brothers and sisters keepers. Amen. You are tuned in to Time to Talk About It, where I'm your host, Sister Diane. And this broadcast was founded by the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter. So let's begin to get in our set place, prepare our hearts and our minds. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 Jesus, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, Lord. We magnify your name. Lord, you're King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and there is no other God but you. You're the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, the first and the last, our Creator. And we say thank you. Heavenly Father, as we come before you, O God, we ask you for forgiveness in those that we're praying for, Lord. Father, forgive us, Lord Father, for our thoughts, our deeds, our actions, Lord Father, grieving the Holy Spirit. Heavenly Father, we ask for your forgiveness. And Father, as you are just to forgive us, we forgive those that trespass against us. We thank you, O God, for being loving, merciful, Father, and forgiving, Lord Father. Father, we fail not to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise. Heavenly Father, as you see, Lord Father, prayer lists is raised before you, Lord Father, hands being laid upon prayer lists this day, Lord. Father, as we touch and agree this day, O God, Father, you know each and every person name by name, Lord Father. Father, some ask for prayer for themselves, some ask for prayer for others, Lord. Nevertheless, Lord Father, we thank you and glorify you for your will being done in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for the prayers that you have already answered, answering and about to answer, Lord Father. Father, for we take you not for granted, Lord. We thank you for every prayer request, every praise report, Lord Father, knowing that you're just, merciful, Lord Father, forgiving, Lord Father, all-knowing, all-seeing God, Lord Father. We give you honor, we give you glory, and we give you praise this day, Lord. So, Father, I hold before you every prayer warrior, every intercessor, every watchman, every leader that war and intercede, Lord, Father, on your people behalf, Lord. Father God, I plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, O God. Father, we thank you and glorify you for keeping that hedge of protection round about them, Lord, refreshing, refilling, and rejuvenating them, Lord. And Father, no weapons that is formed against them shall prosper, Lord. Father, as they do your work, Lord, Father, we ask you, O God, Lord, Father, to decrease them continually as you continue to increase in them and keep them covered, Lord, Father. We thank you, O God, for supplying their needs this day, Lord, Father. Father, we thank you for being everything that we need you to be this day, Lord. Father, we say thank you. We glorify and magnify you. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Michelle Ramsey, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet, Lord. Father, you know, Lord, Father, what she's in need of, Lord. Father, we thank you for showing up and showing out right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Jessica Leader, Lord. And we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we say no weapons that is formed against us shall prosper, Lord. Father, we thank you for your healing virtue flowing through and through her this day, O God. Heavenly Father, we continue to pray, Lord Father, for the family of Simeon Patton, Lord Father, and the loss of his life, Lord Father. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for him accepting you as his personal Lord and Savior. Father, we ask you, O God, to touch, Lord Father, his loved ones, Lord. Comfort their hearts, Lord. Father, Father, let them remember the good times, Lord, Father, that they had with their loved ones, Lord. Father, we know, O God, to be absent from the body is to be present with you, Lord. Father, sometimes we are selfish and we want that person, O God. But, Father, we thank you, Lord, Father, knowing that they're in a better place, Lord. So touch every heart today, O God, that is going through some type of loss this day. Father, you say you will not leave us comfortless, so we're trusting and believing, Lord, Father, that they receive the comforter when the comforter comes to them, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Shayna Lewis, Lord, and we plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. And Father, we cover her unborn child right now under the blood, Lord. Father, we thank you and just glorifying you, Lord, Father, for touching her body, Lord, Father. We thank you for a safe pregnancy, Lord, Father. We thank you that when the time is right, Lord, Father, that her baby come forth, Lord, Father. Father, without any problems, Lord, Father. We cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, see the blood covering this day, O Lord. See the blood covering her this day and her unborn baby right now in the name of Jesus. Heavenly Father, we hold before you Charity, Lord Father, and we continue to plead the blood of Jesus over her from the crown of her head, Father God, to the soles of her feet. Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for bringing her into this world, Lord. And Father, that she understands the meaning of her name this day in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father, we thank you, we glorify and magnify you. Lord, we lift your name on high, for we know that there is no other God but you this day, O God. Heavenly Father, we hold before you our grandchildren and our children this day, Lord Father, those that are on spring break. Lord Father, we ask you this day, Lord Father, to give them hot meals, Lord Father. Let them not go a day, O God, without a hot meal, Lord Father. Father, keep them in the ark of safety this day, Lord Father. Protect them, Lord Father, from hurt, harm, or danger. Father God, see the blood covering, Lord Father God, their homes, Lord. Protect them, Lord Father, from child molesters, Lord Father, traffickers this day, Lord Father. Father, that when they go back to school, they're refreshed, refilled, and rejuvenated, O God. And Father, for those that are already back in school, Lord, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, Lord. See the blood covering the schools right now, Lord. Canceling their assignment of the enemy right now, Lord Father, as we come against and bind right now, Lord Father, trafficking, mass shooting, bullying right now, Lord Father, child molesters, any kind of predators this day, Lord Father. And we cancel that assignment of the enemy right now in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for every child, Lord Father, that stands, Lord Father, around that flagpole and begin to pray, Lord Father, war and intercede this day, O God, on their classmates' behalf, on their teachers' behalf, Lord Father. And we thank you, O God, for bringing them back home safely, Lord. Father, I hold before you each and every listener on this line today, O God. Father, those, Lord, that are listening now, those that will listen at a later time, Lord. Father, we plead the blood of Jesus over them from the crown of their head, Father God, to the soles of their feet, O God. And, O God, I thank you right now for supplying all their needs right now. We thank you, O God, for being that way maker, that burden bearer, Lord Father, the friend to the friendless, Lord Father. Father, the mother to the motherless, the father to the fatherless, Lord Father. We thank you for being all that we need this day, O God. Father, I thank you, Lord Father, for every ear that hear, Lord Father, and every heart that receive the word as it come forth this day, Lord. Oh, God, knowing that the word is always right now, Lord Father, we thank you, Lord Father, for whoever it is meant to be, Lord. Father, we're thanking you right now for those, Lord, that will accept, Lord Father, you this day as their personal Lord and Savior, Lord, and take you not for granted, Lord Father. Father, I just say thank you. I glorify and magnify you, O God. And Lord, I cancel every and any assignment that was sent towards this broadcast that would try to hinder anyone listening or speaking on this broadcast. And we render that assignment null and void right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the word going forth. We thank you, Lord, Father, for the ears and the hearts that hear and receive it this day, Lord. And, Father, we ask you this day, Lord, Father, to help us not to be just hearers of the word, Lord, Father, but be doers of the word this day, O God. And, Father, let us, Lord, Father, be a light in someone's darkness today, Lord. For, Father, you woke us up this morning, clothing our right mind, being able to do not just for ourselves, O God, but for others as well, Lord, Father. And we thank you and glorifying you, Lord, that we are here amongst the land of the living and we take it not for granted, Lord. Father, we thank you and glorifying you, Lord, Father, that knowing, Lord, Father, that there is nothing that can happen to us today that the God in us cannot handle, Lord. So, Father, let's begin to open our mouth, decree and declare, Lord, Father, that we are victorious, Lord. And, Father, for those that are going through on their jobs or wherever, Lord, Father, that they salute the divinity of God and send them love this day, O God. Father, I glorify and magnify you for being so merciful, loving, and a God of many chances this day, Lord. We thank you for being long-suffering, Lord. Father, I hold before you the speaker of the hour this day, Lord. Father God, that you decrease her right now, Lord, Father, as you increase in her, Lord. Show up and show out. Holy Spirit, we welcome you. Holy Spirit, we ask you for healing and deliverance being in the midst this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about you all, but you know what? I think that for those of you that did not wake up and say, thank you, Lord, for waking me up this morning, I think you ought to give God honor, glory, and praise this day. Because it was not the alarm clock that wake you up this morning. He woke you up this morning, clothed in your right mind. Can you even picture someone today that is in a coma, can't even speak? Can you picture someone that lost a limb or whatever, and you, God woke you up this morning whole, clothed in your right mind, the use of your limbs. So ask God today, what can I do today, Lord Father, to brighten someone's darkness this day? Remember, share the word and not be afraid, no ashamed. When God tells you to share that testimony, share it with someone. You never know what that person is going through. You never know. And if someone asks you to pray for them, don't wait till you go home. Don't wait till you go to church the following days. Pray for them right then and there. You can prevent someone from committing suicide. You can prevent someone from doing harm to others by showing forth the love and being obedient when God says, speak, speak. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Let me give you the word for the day and turn it over to the speaker of the hour. I know you all know today's Thursday, and normally we would have, you know, a recording from the late Apostle Gloria Cheever Porter, or you will hear Pastor Sharon, you will hear Bishop Porter, or you will hear Deacon Michael. But we thank you and just glorifying you this day that this speaker don't mind whenever they're here, available, they're always willing to step in and help. So I'm trusting that you have already called your friends. You have even sent out a text, maybe, you know, send them the link so that they can come and hear the word of the hour. Amen. So let me go ahead and let me give you the word today. It says, when we do the best that we can, we never know what miracle is wrought in our life or in the life of another. When we do the best that we can, we never know what miracle is wrought in our life or in the life of another. Truer words being said this day. Amen. So I'm going to decrease right now, but I want you to prepare your heart and your mind to hear the word that is coming forth. Today, we have Evangelist Eureka Merchant that is going to bring forth the word that, and I'm not prejudiced, that is my sister, and I thank God for using her. I thank God for her even stepping up when need be, and she will be like, sis, I'll do the broadcast, but tell you the truth, today I didn't give her a choice. I warned her from before, and I tell her, I say, you're going to do the broadcast, and no problem, she does it. So I want you all to follow along in your Bible. When there's a scripture being read, remember, the only way that we can get more word into us is by following along and knowing that what they say, if they give you a chapter and they say, turn to Romans 9, verse, we're going to start at this verse. You know what? For those of you that have a Bible, open your Bible. Follow along. If you don't know, and, you know, this is your time, just getting to know the Bible, just go to the front, and it will tell you where you will find, you know, Romans, what, Ephesians, you know, whatever it is, whatever book, you just go in the front of your Bible and just go ahead and turn to that page until you get that book, until you get to that chapter and follow along. So much time that we are lazy to the fact that we wouldn't even open the Bible and follow along and just take what is being said. There's so many versions of the Bible that is coming out now that if you're not careful, one simple word can be translated the wrong way. So ask God for the spirit of discernment. Ask God for the wisdom, the knowledge, and the understanding as the word is coming forth. Sometimes you may not understand the word that is coming forth. Don't just dismiss the word. Put it on the shelf and ask God to give you the understanding of that word, that you're able to take it, read it, meditate on it this day. Amen. So we can't say that we don't have access to the Bible, that we can do that. There is the Bible app on the phone. You have your Bible, the hard copy, and you also have the word when it comes forth, when you go to service, whatever day you go to service. People, the day is coming where you would have no access to the Bible. No access to the Bible. Take it not for granted. Do just like God told Ezekiel to do. Eat the whole roll. Meditate on the word. Read the word. Get as much as you can in to you this day. Amen. So I'm going to decrease right now and increase the speaker of the hour. So I present to you our very own Evangelist Urisha.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Before I come before you
this morning, I will say a prayer. Father, as I come before you this day, asking you to forgive me, Father God, for all of my sins, where I walk wrong, talk wrong, indeed, in action. Father, if I said I have not sinned, I deceive myself, and the truth of God is not in me. Forgive me for the sins of my father and my father, even right now, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we say have you been so ever before, oh God. Father God, standing in the need of prayer today, oh God, I need your help like never before. Father God, you say, God, you are father to the fatherless and mother to the motherless. Let's talk about today is God uses broken people. Do you ever feel like you are too broken, too weak and flawed for God to use you? I look up the word broken. Broken is having an uneven and rough surface. You want
praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Ain't nobody mad but the devil today. Ain't nobody mad but the devil today. Amen. Trying everything that they can today to stop the word from coming forward. But you know, we press forward, and I don't know what happened just now. We just dropped the call completely, and I thank those that was calling in and texting and letting me know about it, you know. Ain't nobody mad but the devil. Evangelist Urisha.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know if y'all heard me praying, but I can pray again, asking God to forgive me for all of my sins, my thoughts, my deeds in action. Father, if I said I haven't sinned, I deceive myself, and the truth of God is not in me. Forgive me for the sins of my father and my forefather, even right now, in the name of Jesus. Father, decrease me and increase me to carry forth your word that I have for your people in this hour. In Jesus' name, I pray. Today's topic is God uses broken people. Do you ever feel like you are too broken, too weak, and flawed for God to use you? I look up the word broken. Broken is defined as having an uneven and rough surface. When that surface is not balanced or if it's not strong enough, it can fall apart and break into pieces. You always want to make sure that the rough surface is solid because you don't want nothing shaky. You want to stand on a solid foundation so you can stand whatever is coming up against you. I look up the word weak. Weak defines as liable to break or give away under pressure, easily damaged. Weak is like you being, it's very fragile. Don't go on that surface because it will give away at any time. A lot of us are weak in the spirit. A lot of us are weak naturally and physically. So therefore, we have to not be broken and not be weak. I look up the word flawed. Flawed is blemish, damaged, or imperfect in some way. We all are damaged. We all fall short. We all come short and fall of the glory of God. So we get damaged, we get wounded. And when a soldier gets wounded, they get back up and they go fight on that battlefield because they are wounded. So we all get damaged in many ways. We get damaged physically, emotionally, and mentally. We all get damaged. So today, again, do you ever feel like you are too broken, too weak, and flawed for God to use you? God using broken people throughout the Bible. He uses the weak things of the world and the chosen flock, people to achieve great things. See, God had a plan. He had a mission to carry out. His mission was to bring hope to the world. If you turn to Romans 12 and 2 in the King James Version, it speaks about, and be not conformed to this world, but ye be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. God will use you. God have no respective person who he used. He said, whosoever come, he will nowise cast them out. He said, know this day whom you go serve. You got to know today who you go serve in order for him to mend the pieces back together. You got to know today, make up in your mind today whom you go serve today. These broken soldiers had nothing to lose, but they had everything to gain with God. Why? Because they stand on God's word. They trust and believe in God that he's going to bring them through no matter what the situation look like. He know for a fact that God is going to deliver them from all the brokenness, all the weakness, and all the flawness. He know God is the one. When I was a little girl growing up, my mom always say, don't go in the living room. Don't touch her things. Yeah, we go in there and we play, and what fell? A crystal broke, and we trying to find some crazy glue to glue it back together. And behold, when she found out it was broken, we got whooping for it. So, you know, when that crystal got broken, we trying to find every little bit of pieces to put it back together. But you can't put broken pieces back together because you're going to see that it was broken. You're going to see that it was shattered. See, only God can mend the broken heart. He is the healer of the broken heart today. God want to take us to the potter's house. He wants to mold us and shape us into his perfection. Only he can do it. We can't do it. Man can't do it. Woman can't do it, but God, only God today can do it. Again, these soldiers in the Bible, they were all broken. I have 20 of them that I know that was broken. It didn't matter where the people were from. It didn't matter what nationality or nation they was from or what they had done or what they was doing. Jesus used all people for the good of his will. He said, let my will be done. See, Abraham was one of them. Abraham was old. God used him. Elijah was suicidal. He wanted to commit suicide. But when God stepped in and turned him over and cleaned him up, he wasn't suicidal anymore. See, Joseph was abused. Many of us get abused in many ways, and we are ashamed to tell people because we are so hurt. We are so hurt because we are abused. We are ashamed because what happened to us. But if you go to God and you talk to God and tell God, he is the only one that can heal you from that hurt. He is the only one that can heal your heart. He is the only one. Rahab was a prostitute. God turned her around and cleaned her up and used her. Job, he went bankrupt. Don't be greedy that you want, and then you end up with nothing, people. Don't be greedy. Because when the more you want, yeah, God going to give it to you. But guess what? When he give it to you, what are you going to give back to God? He said, come to him. Serve him in spirit and in truth. Serve him. Whatever you ask, he will give it to you. Yes, indeed he will. But you have to make sure you praise God. You worship him. You spend quality time with God. You give God your time back.
See, there's many ways that you can serve God. You can serve God with your time, with your talents, and with you giving tithes. Those three ways you can serve God. Serve God, and he will always look about you. He will always bring you out. It's a season and a time for everything. You have to be aware and attentive to what is going on. See, Moses had a speech problem. He was stuttering. What God did touched him. We are not in a mess that God cannot use us. So don't feel low that God cannot use you. Gideon was afraid. Look at Samson. Samson was a womanizer. The Samaritan woman, she got divorced, and God still used her. Noah was a drunk. God still turned around and used him. Jeremiah, he was young. He was young and powerful. Jacob was a cheater. But when God got done with him, he wasn't cheating no more. Glory to God. Look at David. David was a murderer. And you know that's one of the commandments, not to kill. Look at Jonah. Jonah was running from God. Jonah didn't want to answer the call that God had. Look at Naomi. Naomi was a widow. Look at Peter. Peter was the one that denied Christ three times. Denied Christ three times. You can just imagine following God. And when that time come down to the nitty-gritty, he denied the master. Three times he denied the master. Martha. Martha worried about everything. What God say? Worrying is a sin. He said, cast all your cares on me. Cast it today. Don't worry about nothing. Once you trust in the Lord, you shouldn't worry about nothing. Put it in the master's hand and leave it there. See, we seldom make mess a lot of times when we want to put it in God's hand and then we go back and take it back. We make our own mess a lot of time and don't realize it. So leave it in the Lord's hand today. Look at Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus was small and money hungry. He always want. See, little that Zacchaeus know, we are already rich in God's kingdom. The disciples, they fell asleep while praying. My God. All God asks if we can pray for 1 hour. Just pray. And they fell asleep. How can you get a prayer through if you're going to fall asleep? Somebody's life can be at stake and you falling asleep. My God. Look at Paul. He was a Pharisee who persecuted Christians before becoming one. So, see, those are 20 people that touched me that God used because they were all broken. And he put them together to form his team, a team that was very powerful, a team that had God's back, a team that would show up and show out and demonstrate for God's sake. He used that broken vessel. And he mended back together. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. See, and we know today that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You can find that scripture in Romans 8 and 28. See, I know that my God that I serve, he is the same God today, yesterday, and forevermore. He changes not. He wants us to be the same. He wants us to be the same. He wants us to serve him in spirit and in truth. Come, and he will no wise cast you out. He's talking to us. He wants to take us to the potter's house. He wants to mold us. He wants to shape us in his image and in his likeness. Come how you are today. Don't let your flaw weigh you down. Don't let your weakness weigh you down. Don't let your brokenness weigh you down. Come as you are and allow God to shape you and mold you today. In God, we find renewal, mending, and a purpose. We all have a purpose. He said, many is called and few is chosen. We have to answer our calling. We can't keep running from our calling. When you find your back is up against that wall and you don't know which way to turn or where to go, just know that God is the one that's calling you. God is the one that will bring you out of that situation. You can't run or you can't hide. You have to answer that calling sooner or later. Jesus didn't call the equipped. He equipped the called. So just know today, no matter what you are going through in life, you are a conqueror. You are victorious. You are worthy of life, and you are worthy of God's love, because God's love is unconditional. He loves you with an everlasting love. You are worthy of joy. Be joyful. You are worthy of fulfilling the purpose that will take you places you never think of reaching. Just know today that you can trust and stand on God, and he will deliver you. He will bring you out in due time. But you got to stand and be still. See, sometimes our problem really and truthfully is we worry about what people will say or how people will feel about us. Stop trying to please everyone and living in the past. Don't do it. Don't do it, because the more you live in the past, the more you weigh yourself down, and you're going to keep on feeling broken. You're going to keep on feeling weak. You don't want to keep on feeling like that. It's not a good feeling. Stop putting yourself down. If God can use me, he can use anyone. He have no respected person. And believe me, I was a mess. I was the hardest shell or the hardest nut to broke. The late apostle told me, and she tell everybody when she was up preaching, I was the hardest shell and the hardest nut to broke, not knowing what she was talking about until later on. I was a mess coming in the church serving God. Yeah, I'm happy, but it was a mess. Behind that mess, I was hurt. I was broken. I was wounded, and I was carrying all of that. Until God delivered me. He shaped me and molded me. I was a mess thinking. Who told you to think? You think too much. Stop thinking too much. You overthinking. You working your mind. You working that carnal mind too much. See, once you know who you are in Christ, nothing is going to weigh you down. Nothing will shake you. Know today that you are the I am. What the I am. I'm not what you think I should have been or what I should have been or what you want me to be. I am what God called me to be. I am a child of the King. I am the seed of Abraham. Just know God is not done today. You are under construction. Just know that today, that God is not done with you. He will work it out just for you, you, and you. He will work it out. Give it to him today. Turn it over to him today and trust him today. And when you turn it over, stand on the word of God. He will never leave you or he will never forsake you. Stand on God's word today and know that God is there. You know why he is there? Because he lives inside of you. That still voice that you hear, that's the God inside of you telling you. And you override it. That's the God that is one in you. So again, if you are broken, weak, and flawed, don't be ashamed. God will mend you back together. He will put that pieces together. And he will love you unconditionally. Because his love is everlasting. Amen. And I thank you for your time. And I hope everyone was touched and blessed. Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I just thank God for the word that came for this day. You know, God used broken people. God used broken people. Here the ones that can put all the pieces back together, and they look at you and they expect you to be what you was before, but you are a new creature in Christ. When he is done, you're healed, delivered, and set free. Remember, who he set free is free indeed. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for that word that came forth from Evangelist Sharisha. We're thanking you and glorifying you that it has touched someone, it has served purpose in someone's life this day, that they may not just be hearers of the word, Lord, but they may be a doer as well of the word. We glorify and magnify you in Jesus' name. Amen. And I love where she came from. You know, Romans 9 and 28. It says, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. So no matter what it is that you have been through, and you know without a shadow of a doubt that you're here standing today because God has brought you through, don't be ashamed. Don't be afraid. Stand tall and know the God that you have served. All things. He didn't say he was just going to put you back together, just some pieces. All things, all of the pieces that was broken. That's where the healing and the deliverance comes in. See, we're out in the world and we're doing worldly things. When you come into the knowledge of Christ and choose to serve God, there is things that needs to be cleaned up within us. We are not perfect. The perfect one has come and gone, and he left the Holy Spirit within us. That is if you want it. That is if you want it to, if you want God to change, shape, and mold you, change, you know, we are to renew our minds on a daily basis. Ask God for forgiveness. And when you do wrong, don't act like you don't know. You know you do wrong. Because you know what? You have, you know, that conscience that you have inside of you. Don't allow no one to make you feel so small because of your past. Guess what? God delivered you from your past. He got you doing his work. You're out there. You're ministering to God's people because he say, go here and speak to this person. Or he say, go to the grocery store and get some groceries and take it to this person. You're all about God's business. And when the flesh rise up, you know what? You got to beat that flesh right back down. Let that flesh be subject to that Holy Spirit. I didn't know her topic, what she was going to talk about today. But she had God use broken people. And I remember watching a movie, Discarded Things. And in that movie, the lady, she had gotten pregnant by one of the deacons in the church. He basically raped her and no one believed. And when she told her dad, he didn't, like, how dare you accuse? He didn't want to hear it. So the baby, when the baby was born, they give the baby up for adoption. And let me tell you how God will bring your life full circle. He will bring your life full circle. And maybe some of you have already been through that full circle that he bring you right back. But this time you're in a better place. You're in a better place. And, you know, she grew up, she got married and lost her husband. She was a professor. And when she lost her husband, you know, when we go through changes, the first person we blame is God. But we never come back and say, Lord, please forgive me for blaming you for this. She was blaming God, and she went to drinking. She was just throwing it down. When she finally went into rehab, she got a job mentoring some children in a group home. Get to find out later on that person was her son. But through her drinking, and she went to rehab, got herself all clean up, she's able to help these children through music to see how they, you know, you don't just go in and just jump at them or, you know, talk any way to them because you don't know what people are going through. You know how you felt when you went through what you was going through. You felt the world was against you. You felt God didn't love you, but he was still there. He when he said he will never leave you nor forsake you, he will never leave you nor forsake you. When he said when the enemy comes in like a flood, he will lift up that standard against them, trust me. But when you're going through, you don't want to hear anything because you're so focused on what it is that is going on. You are so focused. Sometimes somebody has to come and say, hey, let's go. Shake it off. Brush it off. It's time for you to stand up now. I'm here to tell you, it doesn't matter what it is that you have been through. It doesn't matter. When you go to your Lord and Savior and he intercedes on your behalf to the Father, let me tell you something. They're going to look at you, and the talk is going to be, you remember when you used to, and that alone will say, they're there to continue reminding you of your past, but help them to remember the words that they used to, I no longer do. You stand boldly and tell them, if it had not been for God and your side, you can truly say today, where would you be? And I know many of you that are listening now, those of you that will listen at a later time, you say, you know what? Yeah. You go around these people and say, oh, you used to do this and you used to do this. Now all you want to talk about is Jesus this, Jesus that. Yeah, because you need some Jesus. You need some Jesus. We are God's creation. He created us. He knew about us. He knew us before we was even formed in our mother's womb. Do you think that he didn't know the path that we was going to take? Did you not know that the word alone is telling you, I will never leave you nor forsake you? He will not go against our own will. We have free will, and we abuse the free will. We was born and shaped in iniquity. I mean, our mind, our heart, all that have to be renewed. And a lot of us think that, you know, the heart is that, you know, that muscle in your chest that's pumping blood. But when they're talking about your mind. They are talking about your mind. It needs to be renewed. We come into this world, and the things that we see, the things that we hear is what is shaping us. It's what is shaping us. If you are not in a household where, you know, it's prayer going forward and everything, are you going to veer? Yes. More than likely, you probably might. I'm not saying you will. I wasn't brought up in a household where there was prayer going forward on a daily basis. No. Only time I would hear them pray, if ever, is if they need something. But we go to church faithfully every Sunday. But what were you getting out of church? To say that you was going to church and, you know, I go to church on Sunday. Okay. But did you have that relationship with God? So when we're in the world and we're about doing our own thing, we're out there doing our own thing. Remember, when you decide to change God because you know the God of the world and you know the God that created you, and when you come into the knowledge of Christ, it is a fight. Because don't think you have served the devil well out there. Don't think he's going to let you go that easy. Let me tell you something. He ain't going to let you go easy. But you know what is so awesome? When you have people around you, prayer warriors, leaders that war and intercede on your behalf, those that encourage you, lifting you up, dusting you off and say, come on, we got you. Oh, but they're going to talk. It doesn't matter what no one says about you. And I always say, you are not who they say you are, but you are who God say you are. You see the people in the Bible that she talk about, go back, search the name. Say Google is your best friend. If you don't want to, you know, search the Bible for it, do Google and say, Google, where in the Bible can I find this person? Or where in the Bible I can find where they say this or where they say that? Go in there. When they say there is nothing new under the sun, there is nothing new under the sun. You can open up the Bible and you can go to wherever need be. Or before you open, just pray and ask God to show you where. And situations that you're going through, you'll find it in the Bible if you want to. Some people that is so broken feels that they can't come to God. And I have to say, some of us as followers of Christ, some of us are not helping. Some of us know what somebody is going through, but instead of you encourage, you talk about them. You're getting your little cliques in the church. Yeah, it's not just the world have cliques. The church have cliques that you get in and you talk about. The leaders, if your church is not big enough, they talk about the little churches. But the little churches got more of the Holy Spirit in there than half of the big churches that you are going to.
Oh, that's right.
But you will talk down. We are ministers of the gospel. We are God's children. We should look back on what it is God has brought us through. When we was in our mess, when we was broken, when we think that God didn't want us, but he sent forth someone. He sent forth someone to pull us up out of that muck and mire. Send someone to help us along the way until we get strength, that we're able to encourage others. Look around the world today. The world is so broken. They take God out of the courtrooms, God out of the schools, God out of homes. We did that part, taking God out of our homes. Don't teach our children to pray. Don't teach our children to call on Jesus. We're the ones that did that. It begins at home. It doesn't matter whether they take it out of schools, they take it out of your job place, they take it out of the courtroom, they take it out of wherever. But you know what? They cannot take God out of you unless you allow them to do that. So when he clean you up and help you to stand strong, because you know who you are now and you know who you are serving now, you know who you are. You know when the word said that you got more fighting for you than against you. You can stand tall. Yes, you're going to go through. But you know what? What did Psalms 23 say? Read it. That is one of the first book that I learned. Psalm 23. that chapter, man, let me tell you. And never knew. Yeah, I went through stuff. Year of times, I was ready to just give up. But you know what? I pray when I was young. Never knew that God was hearing me. And I'll be like, God, why this? Why that? Lord, you know, help this person or whatever. I never knew that God was hearing me because I didn't serve God like that. I told you all, I went to church religiously like 99.9% of my family was doing. Okay? That's what I was doing. I know you can pray. Yeah. But let me tell you something. When you get older, I should say when I got older and I began to talk more to God, I still wasn't reading the Bible like, you know, I'm supposed to. Getting the word in me. I wasn't doing that. I was about doing my own thing. And I go in through a crisis or whatever, and I was like, Lord, I need your help. Help me out of this. And he would help me. But let me tell you all something. Don't be afraid or ashamed of where God has brought you from. He brought you through it. That's your testimony. That test that you went through, you passed it. Not your mama, not your daddy, not your brother, your sister, your boyfriend, your husband, your wife. You passed it. You went through it. So if he bring you through it, stretch out your hand and help someone else through it. I have learned that what you have been delivered from, you'll be surprised the people that is around you that is going through the same thing, if not similar, what you have been through. He brought you through for a reason, to help someone else. To help someone else and for that person to help someone else. So you see, it begins like a chain effect. They say a domino effect. You know, and you'll be surprised. Don't allow your brokenness to stop you from serving God or stop you from coming to God. Before I really come into Christ, I used to feel that I had to clean myself up. I had to get myself right before I go to church. You know, before I could say, well, you know, I accepting Christ in my life, I had to clean myself up. And I know some of you out there are thinking the same way, that that's what you have to do. Clean yourself up before you come to God. But he said, come as you are. And as you come in as you are, come wanting. Come wanting that change. Come believing in your heart that the God that everyone is talking about, that he loves me. He is mindful of me. He is a forgiving, merciful, loving God, a God of many chances. Come in. Come in with that expectancy. Look around the world today. There wasn't all this mass shooting in schools, you know, in the workplaces, in malls. It wasn't all this. So don't close your eyes to what is going on in this world today. Prayer changes things, but it's for you to stand up. And don't say, well, because I did this, I got in trouble or, you know, whatever, that God can use you to bring a word to someone. And I say someone. He may use you to bring that word to a nation. You don't know. Be encouraged today. And when there is no one around you to encourage you, encourage yourself. Encourage yourself. Pray for your neighborhoods. Pray that your unsaved loved ones accept Christ as their personal Lord and Savior before they leave this earth, that they may not go to a Christless grave. They may never hear you praying for them. You may never see them again, but you'll hear they accepted Christ. And though you've been through whatever you've been through, you serve an awesome God. You serve a powerful God. That's why it's even so good to have affirmations that, you know, you say on a daily basis. I tell you, when I wake up in the morning, I thank God. I thank God for waking me up in the morning, clothing my right mind, being able to do not just for myself, but for others as well, and knowing that there is nothing that can happen to me today that the God in me cannot handle. Open your mouth, people, and begin to speak. And know that when God said, come as you are to him, broken, hurt, you know, whatever that you may be going through, come to him. And you will see the people that he surrounds you with. You'll be surprised on the people that comes into your presence. People that are praying for you. This prayer list that we have started out from 2009. And I have watched Apostle many years. She get up all 3-4 o'clock in the morning and she's praying. Bishop came in. Both of them will be praying. The prayer list, when though it's just a few names that are being called out, don't worry about the few names that are just being called out. But when we lay hands and hold the prayer list before God, and we are touching and agreeing with every prayer list that is raised before him. You're going to tell me we don't serve an awesome God? You're going to tell me that there is no praise report going on? Oh, yeah. But some of us are so afraid to ask for prayer because of what people may think. Don't worry about people. They don't have a heaven or hell to put you in. The one that have a heaven and hell to put you in, that's the person you're supposed to be worried about. You worry about your creator.
That's right.
It doesn't matter what nobody else is. I'm like, you know, I used to worry about that, what people say about me. You know, I'm like, you know what? One day, Pastor Sharon said, do they have a heaven and hell to put you in? I said, no. She said, well, then why are you worrying about what they say? And after she said that, I remember, you know, when I was out there serving, you know, the world very well, you know, I'll be like, whosoever have an ear, let them hear. Whosoever have a mouth, let them talk. Whosoever have eyes, let them see. I really don't care what they say about me. That's what I used to say out there. But then when you come into Christ and you're still thinking about or worrying about what people have to say about you, when you know clearly where God have brought you from, let me tell you something. You could care less what they say about you.
Come on now.
Worry about you doing what you have to do for God, that day he calls your name. Because remember, no man know the day, the time, or the hour. They say when he is coming. That's right, when he is coming for you. You don't know that. But you know what? You worry about everything else. That's what you're supposed to worry about. That when he called your name that day, he can say, enter in, my good and faithful servant. Enter in. You don't want to hear the words, depart from me.
All right, come on.
You don't want to hear those words. And a lot of people today think that they have time. Time for what? To get yourself in more trouble? Oh, well, you know, I'm going to wait till I go to church on Sunday or, you know, the next time I go to church, I'm going to accept him in my life. You sure you have that time? You don't know if you have that time. So today, if something that may have been said reach you, and you know that, you know, you don't have that personal relationship with God, and you would like to accept him today, repent. Believe that he sent his only begotten son to die on that cross for you. Accept him into your heart this day. This day. And find a Bible-believing church. Those that believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. The Trinity. And begin to read your Bible. Spend time with God. Like we're talking here. Prayer is conversation with God. People, time is winding up. I know you say you've been hearing that for how many years. But look, we just enter into March. March is about finish. We just enter into the new year. And we are going on the fourth month. Time is at hand, people. Time for us to take responsibility and ownership for our part that we play in our children and grandchildren's lives. We are to teach them to pray. We are to read the Bible to them, give them some understanding, letting them know how prayer is essential in this day and in this time. We need to begin to do that in our households this day. Though they have taken it out of schools and workplace and every other place, look around you. Because when it's all said and done, the safest place to be is in God. That's the safest place. Not saying you're not going to go through, but the safest place is to be in him this day. And if you find that, you know, maybe your loved ones, you know, they don't want to hear, pray for them that God touched them. Pray for them that they accept God into their life. Pray for them. You don't have to go around saying, I'm praying for you, you know. No, pray for them. You catch more flies with honey.
Right.
I know you say, oh, but they're mean and they're this and they're that. That's okay. You don't have to stand in their presence to pray for them in your prayer time. Pray for all those broken people. When God lays someone on your heart, pray, pray, pray. You are that available vessel this day, as broken as you may think that you are, and God can use you. Sincere prayer changes things. Sincere prayer changes things. Take no one and nothing for granted. Don't take the word of God for granted. I understand now when I used to hear Apostle, Bishop, Pastor Sharon, Pastor George, I understand when they said that they don't want to hear me speaking. They have selective people that they want to hear. But you know our problem? Our problem is we're so busy wanting to hear the word from this person and that person that when the word is coming forth for you, because you're so hard-hearted, you won't hear the word and you will miss the word that God has for you because you don't want to hear. We have ears and we hear not. We only hear what we want to hear and from who we want to hear it from. But that very person that you don't want to hear the word from is that very person that have the word for you, that God is using to see if you're going to stand and listen to the word or you're going to do like you always do, go about your business because the word is coming from this person or that person. I tell people, don't look at the person that is bringing forth the word. Don't look at them, because it could be a drunk from off the street that come in and bring forth that word. And because you're so busy looking at the appearance of the person, you missed that warning that came forth. That's what you did. You missed the warning. So in missing the warning, what happened? Yesterday I talked about warning comes before destruction. But, you know, you were so busy looking at that person. So today, look up, and begin to pray today. I thank each and every one of you for continually coming on this broadcast, supporting this broadcast. Those that listen on a later date, I want to let you all know, I appreciate you all. I don't take you all for granted. I'm trusting that something maybe was said that you can go out and you can share it with someone. Or the word probably encourage you. I just thank God each and every day for this broadcast, how it touched many people in other nations other than this, touched those in the islands. I thank God. Because I don't take you all for granted. I don't even take God for granted. Because there ain't no promise that he's going to wake me up in the morning. Ain't no promise that I'll be here tomorrow or next week to do Block Talk. But you know what? I thank God. I thank God each and every day. And we need to get into that progress, that place of giving God praise. Glorifying him. So again, I thank each and every one of you that continually listen, our regular listeners, our new listeners. We thank you and we appreciate you. We take you not for granted. Yes, I say thank you. If you have missed this broadcast from the beginning, you can visit our Facebook page, Logion International Ministries. You can click on whichever link, but if you want to listen to this one, you click on the link for today. Or you can click on any other link. It doesn't matter, because once you click on that link and you listen to it, when that broadcast is finished, another one is going to come on and you can hear, you know, broadcast all day if you choose to. Amen. And if you have not liked and follow our page, go ahead and like and follow our page. Amen. Join us every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the Wailing Walls Prayer Conference Line. That call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 3333 pound. That's every Friday night at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for our Facebook Live service. And for those of you that do not have Facebook, you can also use the prayer conference line number. Again, it's 712-82-7144, code 3333 pound. Join us every Tuesday night for Bible Talk, and it is some awesome listening and talking as we going on. The topic is real talk, and we have scripture to go with it. Because you know what, we're in a time today that, you know, we can look back and draw reference and be encouraged, learn more. So join us every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And that call-in number is 712-832-7144, code 33 pound. Be blessed.
Let God, let go, and let God let go, let God, oh, let go, and let God, let go, and let God, my brother, let go, and let God, my sister, you can't handle it, let God.
Let God.
He can handle it all.